Second pack of Echen, first Mishnah. Ein be'echen poros misela. You never pay less than one seller when you make an erich. You never pay more than 50 per person that you marich. Keter nosen seller. You gave a seller the hesher. At the time that he made the erech, he gave a seller. So a person who can't afford to give the full erech is enough to give one seller. Once he gave his seller, he's potter. Even if he became wealthy afterwards, he's potter. Pochs himself, he gave a half a seller or anything less than a seller. The hesher afterwards, he got wealthy. He gives his full price, 50 sloim. As if he paid when he was poor, then he got away with it. But if he didn't, then he pays according to his wealth at the time of the payment. If he had only 5 sloim, you can't give the full amount, so just give one seller. You don't have to give all 5. Whatever you have, you give. As we said before, Erechen is never less than a seller, not more than 50 seller. I'm just repeating this because we're having a list of things like this. A woman who is mixed up, if she's in her Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva. The way it works is a woman that they didn't see for a long period of time, she sees blood, she's in Nida for 7 days, no matter what happens. And then the next 11 days are Yemei Ziva, which has special dinim. And then after those 11 days, she goes back to Meinida, unless she became a Zava in the middle and it got stretched out. I call upon him. She doesn't know where she's holding, so we're not going to go into all the mathematics, but the minimum amount of time to clarify where she's holding is 7 days and the most is 17 days. The different types of tzaras. Certain tzaras, you give 1 week to clarify if it's going to develop into a real tzaras. Some you give 2 weeks, some you give 3 weeks. So the minimum is 1 week, which is a tzaras of the mikveh, different types of tzaras. It's a 1 week process. But yes, al sholosh shvuos, and the going of houses can be a 3-week process to clarify what the state of the tzaras is.